Stevie, obviously looking to pick things up after the past couple of games, you feel that was much better today?
I actually thought it was probably the best game that we could end up facing after the disappointment Tuesday night. I've said to the boys, tactically I got that wrong. You know, I'm man enough to say it. I'm responsible for putting the team in the park. Raith Rovers were very good in the night. But equally, we turned them over 4-1 here as well, playing similar tactics, but that doesn't guarantee you success. What I'm delighted with is the reaction of the players to go out, play against the team that's probably going to win the league. Clean sheet, we looked dangerous on the counter attack in the first half. We had a number of chances. Vitas hits the bar in the second half, and you know, Craig Gordon pulls off an unbelievable save from Ewan Murray, header later on in the game. But a positive reaction. I think the important thing is we've took a point today and we end up into the playoff positions again. So for our mental side, it's a positive as well. But as I say, that's the Raith Rovers one. It's away. It'll be on my CV for the rest of my management career, and that will always hurt. But I'm a believer in this group. Our objective was to get in the playoffs, and we've got ourselves back in there.
There's always a case of looking forward, Steve. You don't want to look back. I mean, you're saying that's a Rovers game, away, that's it. You just forget about that now and just carry on.
It's about learning. I think I've got, when you look at the age of the group, the players that we've got in here, it's exciting in terms of they've got a big chunk of their careers ahead of them. But you can learn from, you know, adversity. You can learn from sore ones, defeats, and as I say, it's a matter of moving on. And I think they showed today what it meant playing for Dunfermline, that there was a pride in them. They were hurting as players as well, and we've got five big important games now that we can look forward to between now and the end of the season.
Is the only downside that the boys passed up so many passable opportunities that they could have
scored a few of this? I think I've said over the season there's certain games where we've maybe not been clinical in terms of our finishing. I don't think it was a case of that today. I thought some of the runs, the application, the legs to get into positions. I thought Declan playing that role today was magnificent, the first half especially, with some of his link-ups, seeing passes. But, you know, Dom, Banks and Kevin Harris, 30, looking to run in behind, was excellent. And as I say, it's not getting carried away. We've taken a point today. Could have possibly taken all three. But the big thing for myself is we've got ourselves back in the playoff positions. Yeah, it was, but Declan's 26 years of age now as well, and that's why we thought it was right bringing Declan back to the club. That's why he wanted to come back, that there was that wee bit of experience within the role as well. He's not a natural, I'm not saying he's a midfielder, but what he did do is exactly what you said there. He taken his responsibility, knowing where Haring was. It allowed Dean Wilson, I mean, to deal with Andy Irvine and Haring as well at the right times. And I thought he looked a threat all day in terms of his link-up. I think it's great for the big man, obviously making his start for us. He'd been away in international and got some minutes under his, in game time, under his belt. He's coming today, and having spoken to him just in the dressing room there now, he says you couldn't feel his legs in parts of the second half. But again, that's, you know, we've come away with a point. You know, I would have loved to have had all 3 points today, but it's that application, it's that desire. And the big man got tested at times when the game went on, but he was up for the fight, and you know, he's shown that he's going to have a good future here at Dunfermline.
How was Sean Banks?
I've not had an opportunity to speak to him. I was at the time, and it was no. I just felt I had to freshen up in the wider areas. I thought the team as a whole done a shift today. And it was going to be Dom Thomas I was looking to freshen up. But Scott's, you know, I don't know if it's he's went over an ankle, but you know, we ended up taking him off and putting Dom over our side, which again, you know, I thought Dom's attitude when that happened, you know, he could have spat at the dummy thinking he was coming off the pitch, but he got his head down and worked extremely hard for that last spell of the game.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, thank you.